and welcome to our first day of chapel on this first day of classes. The scripture reading that we will focus our attention upon today is taken from the book of Proverbs, the first chapter, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Be seated. 245,000. That is what experts estimate your parents have spent on raising you to age 18. Here in the Midwest, it's probably closer to around $200,000, they estimate, but that's still quite a bit of money. By the time you're age 18, other experts estimate that you have consumed about 35,000 pounds of food. And I always thought it'd be fun to see the actual stack of Oreos I've eaten in my life, just how tall that would be. Just think of that, 35,000. They claim that that is the weight of two school buses full of children. The garbage, well, I'm not saying you should eat children, okay. Let's start out on the right foot. The garbage that you have produced, they estimate, by age 18, is 28,000 pounds. Good job. So it's staggering sometimes for us to kind of hear these cumulative estimates of things about our lives. We just don't think about our lives like that. We just go along day by day, minute by minute. But then to stop and kind of ponder the bigger picture of all the things that we will eat or consume or all the stuff that we will do and so on. And as you begin now a year of college, it's also a good time to kind of sit back and think of your life in total, as far as a holistic thing, an entire thing. When it comes to your education, by the time you've reached age 18, they estimate that you have already spent 3 entire full years of your life in a classroom or doing schoolwork. I'm sure for me it was less than that. Think of all of the advice and the knowledge and the information that has been passed on to you in your life to this point. All of the little instruction that you've been given, a lot of which we don't remember. Think back to the first things your mom and dad tried to teach you. I wonder what the first bit of information was in your life that your probably mom passed on to you that your little brain clicked into and grabbed onto. It's just amazing all of the stuff that we process in this life. And one thing that you will find as you go through college is that the more you learn about things, it also exposes to an extreme extent how little you know, too. It starts to really show how much you don't know about other things. Just a couple years ago, the movie producer James Cameron, who produced like Titanic and a bunch of movies, Aliens and others, he had a special submarine made, maybe you heard about this, and went down into the deepest part called the Mariana Trench, 7 miles deep in the ocean. And just on that little trip that took a number of hours to do, and then they pulled him back up, just on that little trip with the cameras on that machine that he brought with him, they discovered 64 new species they'd never known about before, just in that little slice of that trip. When we think about what God must know, the capacity for God's knowledge and understanding of things compared to our tiny little finite minds, it's just absolutely amazing. He is the one who is the source of all true knowledge, the source and the fountain of all information in that sense, and an understanding about life as well. And in the text that's in front of us, he's the one now who is speaking to us, who instructs us through his word and teaches us about how to look at life. And he's dealing with not just our minds, but the deepest part of who you are, the deepest, most inward part of us, our soul, the spirit inside of us. And he says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. One commentator said, we should capitalize this word knowledge with a capital K, different than the other knowledge that we may gain in life. When God speaks to us, he's giving us the greatest, highest understanding about life and this divine knowledge. Now, the problem that I have and all of us have is that there's kind of a bent or an inclination in us to think that we know better and to not always listen to those who might try to teach us something that could benefit us. Quite often there's an arrogance that rises up in us, and that is especially true for me, I know, when it comes to God addressing me through his word. Because of my sinful nature and my sinful heart and mind, I think I know better, and I have a tendency to want to push back against this. But let's take a look and analyze what this knowledge or wisdom is that God is talking about for us today, that comes down from above. It's not just earthly generated knowledge, but divine knowledge, if you will, with a capital K. First of all, one thing we know about it from Scripture is that it realizes the brevity of this life. My freshman year in high school, I had been in class for about a month, and one day the girl that sat right in front of me was missing. And I asked some teachers about what happened. She'd been in a car accident. We found out the next day that she had died. My freshman year at Bethany College, over Easter break, we had the sad news reported to us that one of our classmates had also again been killed in a car accident. We all like to think that we're going to live to be 80 or 90 years old or more, and maybe some of you will, but there probably will be many of us who do not, and we just don't know exactly how long the Lord has given us in this life. The Scriptures tell us all men are like grass. In the morning it grows up and flourishes, but in the evening it is cut down and withered. I used to be a pastor in Florida, and I had an older man who's probably in his early 70s at the time, came to see me one day, and he really wanted to talk to me. And I had a lot of things on his mind, but he said, the other day I was sitting out on the beach. He lived about 2 miles from the Gulf of Mexico, or 2 blocks. And he said, the other day I was sitting out on the beach and I decided I was going to take my hand out and put in one pebble for every year of my life. And so he did this, and he said, he's about 73, he said, I had about the size of a dime when I got done. And then I dumped it on the beach and I looked all up and down the beach to realize what eternity must be like if that represents years. How short this life really is when it comes to our actual existence. So, knowledge with a capital K recognizes that. Knowledge with a capital K that God is talking about also causes us to realize that being right with God, having things good and right with Him, is the most important thing in life, our number one concern. The Bible tells us it is appointed unto men to die once, and after this, the judgment. That's true for everybody in here, myself included. You die once, and then comes the judgment, and we have the sense of that right in our own hearts and consciences. But God doesn't want us to be fearful of that. He's chosen to take it on himself to prepare you for that. And through his word, he teaches us about the action he took, that he sent his own son, our Lord Jesus Christ, into the world to become a human being, to live in actual human history, to go and suffer and die on the cross, to offer his holy, perfect life to this holy God in payment for ours. And when we, by faith, believe in this Savior, when we come to trust in him and put our hope in him, everybody who does that can be absolutely positive that they will be going to heaven someday and standing before God. So that is knowledge with a capital K that God is talking about. And finally, this knowledge with a capital K causes us to view the daily issues of life through the ultimate window of going to heaven. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to be thinking about heaven every minute of your life. It doesn't mean that you have to be constantly focused on that so you don't get anything done. But what it does mean is that just like when you're driving a car and you know the distant focal point that you're kind of aimed at to help keep you on the road, even though you have other things to pay attention to, that is ultimately your guiding directive source to keep you in the right path. And so it is with the blessings God gives us through his word. Let that be our focal point through life to ultimately make it to heaven, no matter what else we learn or what talents or skills we develop. When you really think about your life in total and really stop to think about your existence and all of that, could there be any greater or better book than the one that addresses the deepest part of you, the one that addresses the biggest issues of your life, the one that will teach you how to have a very worthwhile and productive and happy life on this earth, but more importantly, to be ready for the day when God takes you out of this life. Could there be any greater book in the world to dispense that knowledge? I invite you to come into this room every day we have classes and be exposed to this knowledge with a capital K. May God bless your school year. Amen. Please rise for prayer. Today we keep in our prayers Professor Mark Harstead, who just a few weeks ago was diagnosed with cancer and is undergoing treatment at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, and also as we open our classes today. Lord God, Heavenly Father, in your infinite wisdom, you've permitted this dreadful disease to strike your servant Mark. We thank you for blessing him with such excellent medical care and pray that if it is your will, you should now put these gifts to use and bring healing to his body. Strengthen him through your word and sacrament that he may remain confident of your grace and the eternal life you've purchased through the work of your Son. As we begin this new school year, may your hand of blessing rest upon our new students. Take away any fears that they may have. Give them wisdom and courage as they form new friendships. Increase their understanding and develop their talents that they may serve you and their fellow man with productive Christian lives. Above all else, help us all to grow in the knowledge of you through the work of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.